Yesterday we discussed verse 88 where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم ولا تحزن عليهم واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. Do not cast your eyes on those things which we have bestowed as an enjoyment to different kinds of people, nor be grieved over them, and lower your wing for the believers. So we explain that it's natural for a Muslim to think that the unbelievers are being blessed with all of these bounties, material bounties, and they're using it to create an obstacle in the advancement of the deen of Allah. How is it that Allah is not giving it to us, and we can use it to further the cause of the deen of Allah? So Allah says, don't worry too much about that. Allah has His plan. Allah knows who He gives what and why. And it could, if not utilized correctly, they will have to bear the consequences for it. It could be a rope that they have been granted with which they're going to ultimately hang themselves. Then Allah says in the second part, وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those that you have tried your utmost with, you've delivered the message, you've explained, you've answered the objections, don't worry too much about them. Don't obsess over them. Continue just to deliver the message. There's no point in elaborating too much now with these people who are refusing to understand. Focus on the believers. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those believers that have accepted your message, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are worthy of being treated with kindness and compassion and leniency and tolerance. And all of that is encapsulated in the phrase waqfid the janahak, that lower your wings. Now, moving on to the next three verses, 89, 90, and 91 of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينُ. Say to them, I am indeed a plain warner. Listen, whether you accept it or not, my job is to plainly and explicitly convey the message of Allah. I will warn you and I will continue to warn you of the drastic consequences of you rejecting the message of Allah and your mischief and your wrongdoings. Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell them, it's not my duty to sway your heart. It's not my duty to get you to accept. This only can be done to Allah. For me, إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ. إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُّبِينُ. I am the plain warner. I must come and deliver the message. Next verse, 90. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ. As we have sent down upon the dividers, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. Those who have made the Qur'an into parts. So these two verses go together, right? As we have sent down upon the dividers, who have made the Qur'an into parts. Now there's explanations here, different interpretations. Who are the dividers? One explanation is that the dividers refers to the various categories of non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, others in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had divided and partitioned the Quran in the sense that they believed in what they wanted to believe in, and that which was not convenient for them to believe in, they rejected. So they believed in part of the Quran and they rejected other parts of the Quran. And that is how they were dividing the Quran. So Allah is saying that we granted to you sab'an min al-mathani, the seven often repeated verses, which is the Quran and Surah Fatiha, and we revealed to them books prior to that. So this should not come as a surprise to them. Revelation has not only come for the first time. Why is it that they believe in some and reject others? Because they don't want to change their ways. So that's one interpretation, that the dividers, al-muqtasimin, dividers, is in reference to the various categories of non-Muslims who believed in some aspects of the Quran and rejected the others. A second opinion is that the word dividers refers to the Jews and Christians in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the word Quran here is taken in its literal meaning. Quran literally means that which is recited, and not the Quran as in the Quran which was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yeah, it could mean that their own books, being referred to as Quran, that which was recited, the Torah, Injil, Zabur, they divided it in that they interpreted some of it correctly, and then they misinterpreted and distorted and changed some of it in order to suit their fancies. A third interpretation is that this dividers, Muqtasimin, could refer to the polytheists. What they would do, almost like making a mockery, the one would say, okay, I'll keep Surah Baqarah, you take Surah Al-Imran, you take Surah Nisa, kind of, making a mockery of the Quran. Or it could be that they had divided notions about the Quran, the polytheist. Some would say it was poetry, others would say it was fortune telling, others would say it's magic, others would say it was the foolish talk of a madman, and all of that would fall within the category of them dividing the Quran. So it could refer to all the categories of non-Muslims who believed in some and rejected some, so they were dividing the Quran. Or it could refer to previous scriptures, Quran in the literal sense, that which was recited. That the previous scriptures, they did the same, they believed in some, rejected others, or they interpreted correctly and then distorted. Or it could refer to the polytheists, who would divide the surahs amongst themselves, or would have different views on what the Quran was. In Anwarul Bayan, Mufti Ashiq Billahi Rahmatullah Ali says, it could also refer to the roads leading to Makkah. They would take, you sit on this road, you sit on that road, you sit on that road. And what they would do then is that they would sit there, and then they would unleash propaganda against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims, and say that, look, he's like this, he's like that, don't listen to him, he's a madman, Ayyadubillah is a magician. So this division in terms of who would take which road, all of that, and there's no contradiction, would fall here. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ, as we have sent down upon the dividers, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ, who have made the Quran into parts. There's a bit more detail here, Ibn Kathir's viewpoint, and then we'll take it further and move into the next verse, inshallah. We're coming now, inshallah, very close to the end of Surah Al-Hijr.